moving from its place in the South Bank to the old Commonwealth Institute in Kensington in West London, near all the museums and the Royal Albert Hall and so on, to be part of that scene. What's the idea? What difference will this make?
Well, first of all, it'll be a lot bigger than where it is now and a lot more centrally located. And also, you know, as we know, design is just such an important part of the future. So by being easier to get to and being bigger, they can expand their exhibits. And also the education side of the Design Museum will be expanded as well.
Well, look, they're obviously trying to raise about 45 million of the 85 million to do this, 80 million to do this. It's clearly going to be a splendid place in a remarkable modern building. Why does design matter so much to the future? That's a statement that's tossed around all the time. Why to you does it matter to this country?
Well, I think so many people don't really understand about design. They certainly in my profession, they think it's often quite whimsical and very much about red hair and bare chests on fashion shows, which is actually not the case at all. When we think that what you're sitting in front of and what I'm sitting in front of now, microphones, mixing desks, the vehicle I'm in, have all been designed. And also lots of practical things, like a bottle of water has to be designed. Or I think the point I always make is something like looking at a wheelchair from 30 years ago that used to look like a piece of hospital equipment and now looks like a Porsche car because it's black and light and movable in it.
Well, we won't talk about those child buggies that clog up the buses, but anyway, that's another matter. It's interesting that the Design Museum is going to be, of course, a museum of design and architecture, which kind of makes the point that at its best, what good design does is it changes our daily lives for the better. I mean, not just because things become easier to use and more efficient, but because they're in some way more beautiful.
Yeah, well, you hope that they are more beautiful. Unfortunately, you do get bad design as well as good design. And what places like the design institutions and design museum can do is help people understand about proportion and the lines of a building or a piece of equipment. And so that's what we hope will happen, pointing out the good parts of design, and also the education side of it, hopefully, will be about school children through to mature people being able to go along and understand and being explained about design more.
It'll obviously have the history of design in this country, but it'll have a spirit, surely, that's quite contemporary. And the interesting thing is it's not going to be far from the V&A and the Science Museum, the Natural History Museum, so it's almost bringing up to date something which in traditional museums you can see from the past, you know, glorious examples of what this country has done. And in a way, what it's going to say is, look, here's what we can do now.
Oh, very much so. I mean, and I've been worried about the possibility of the design and technology subjects being removed from the national school curriculum, and I just hope that doesn't happen, because if we can get the young children to understand about making things, I mean, the famous vacuum cleaner that's by Mr. Dyson, made from pieces of cardboard and tape originally, and then gone into a huge business. So, you know, the school children making things from a loo roll and a bit of tape can then go on to be making their mind, expanding their mind and understand about creativity. Of course, you know, it doesn't always mean that everybody's going to move forward like that, but at least it might spark an idea off, which is what we really hope, you know.